Created with free version for non-commercial use.
San Diego Center for Spiritual Living. Sunday, June 30th, 2024. Today's lesson is The Golden Key with Dr. Constance Cook Core. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, it's a wonderful day today. It is the final Sunday of June. So let's just tap into this amazing energy that we have been feeling all morning and state our claim, our wisdom. There is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And I call this God, the Living Spirit Almighty, one indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our
created
being.
With free version for non-commercial
so
use.
So right here, right now, we are all living and moving and having our being in the divine, in the presence of the divine, moving in as and through the divine as the divine. That's pretty darn divine, isn't it? Yeah, it is. So this month is June, final Sunday. We are using the tools in June. And in 2024, the whole year, we are building conscious community. And so this month, we've been talking about how we use these tools to build conscious community and how we use these tools to enrich our own consciousness. Because if we're going to be building conscious community, it kind of helps to have consciousness on our side. Consciousness
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Consciousness that we consciously acknowledge as the divine. So this coming Thursday is going to be July 4th, 2024, and that is Independence Day for the United States of America. Because on July 4th, 1776, we, these upstart colonialists, declared our independence from Great Britain in the Continental Congress. Well, it was the Second Continental Congress unanimously adopted the Declaration of Independence. And that was our birthday. Our birthday. So here we are, 248 years later, this coming Wednesday.
Created Thursday, with free version for non-commercial Thursday. Use.
Now, we celebrate a specific day, but I want you to know, and I know you all know this, that the Declaration of Independence wasn't just somebody thought, oh, hey, I'm going to write this down. I'm going to run it down to the Second Continental Congress and say, guys, vote on this. No, no, it was a process, long and drawn out. But I'm not going to go into that process today. I have other things to talk about, and that's all over the internet. You can look it up, or you can listen to 4th of July talks from previous years. What we want to do always is learn from history. History has a tendency to repeat itself. That's why we want
created
to
with
learn.
Free version for non-commercial use.
I want to make a conscious decision in this center, and we made it years ago, to be patriotic but not political. We will never, ever tell you what to think. We will teach you how to think. How to think. We are one nation under divine governance and divine providence. So what did the founders of our country mean by divine providence? And what does that mean to us today? Divine providence is the universal creative first cause of all things, seen and unseen, visible and invisible. And all of us are guided and guarded and protected
created with free version for non-commercial use
by this divine essence. What is it within you that said, get up out of bed, get dressed, get down to the church, and enjoy yourself? Well, it wasn't Connie. Though you may have heard those words in your head in my voice. But we don't tell you what to do. Even though we don't tell you what to think, and we don't tell you what to do. That voice inside you that was telling you was divine providence. That was your guidance. I believe that America was founded upon this divine idea of freedom, and that the science of mind philosophy and teaching reflect this truth. During the month of July, there's a new calendar out.
Created with free version
so
for non-commercial use.
Calendar. Next month's theme is free to be. But during the month of July, we will activate within our collective consciousness the realization that freedom is the birthright of every living soul. That we are endowed by our Creator, God, the Living Spirit Almighty, not only here in America, but throughout all of humanity. We are endowed with freedom. It is our birthright. The seed of freedom has been firmly planted within the consciousness of all humankind by the one creative intelligence of the universe.
Created with free version
so
for non-commercial use.
Every person, everyone, has that seed of freedom within them. It's the thing that makes babies want to roll over for the first time. It's the thing that makes babies scoot and then crawl and then walk and then run like a terror around the house just because they can. However, it's our sacred responsibility, yours and mine, to realize and activate the truth of freedom within ourselves. It's an act of self-reliance and self-discovery. Do you think that infant thought, oh, if I roll over, I'm going to be expressing my freedom? No. It realized, hey, you know what?
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I want to look over there. I can't see it very well, so I'm going to try and look more. And lo and behold, the whole body rolls. That's how babies learn to roll over. We can't do it for them. No one can express and embrace and activate our freedom for us. No minister, teacher, parent, president, or spouse can give freedom to you or take it away. Remember that. What we have as the keys to our freedom, or the tools that we can use in our nation, the three keys, the three tools are the Declaration of Independence,
created with free version for non-commercial use,
the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution. So the Declaration of Independence was signed July 4th, 1776, as I mentioned. And there's a part of it that I think everybody knows. And you may not know it's from the Declaration of Independence, but you know what it is. It is, We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We also have a constitution, and the constitution is the blueprint. Where did I write that?
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
For how America runs. In the Constitution, it says the government can only exert the powers specified by the Constitution. The people, we the people, said, yeah, we get that, but we know that there's all these things that we couldn't do in Great Britain or as subjects of the king. So we want you to spell out what our rights are. So the Constitution was signed September 17th, 1787, and then in 1789, the first 10 amendments were added to the Constitution, and those were the Bill of Rights.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
The first amendment, the first Bill of Rights says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and petition the government for a redress of grievances. Why would that be so important? Because every single one of those things was a crime in Great Britain. Just as an aside, in I think it was 1960, John Fitzgerald Kennedy ran for president of the United States. He was Catholic. People were going nuts, saying that if we elected a Catholic, the Pope was going to run the United States of America.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
And to us in the 1960s, that sounds ridiculous. But do you know, in Great Britain, up until recently, in fact, it may still be true, but I think they've changed it, the heir to the crown, or the king, or the queen, was by law prohibited from marrying Catholic. If you know the history of the Protestant and Catholic wars across Europe and very badly in the United Kingdom, then you can see that there was real fear in having the Pope run the country, because they
created with free version for non-commercial use.
It's because of our three charters of freedom, the three tools, the three keys, that I can stand here this morning at the San Diego Center for Spiritual Living in safety and confidence as we gather together in this sanctuary in peace and spiritual integrity. We are protected by the Constitution and this First Amendment from people coming to our door, banging on the doors, and arresting us all and taking us off to be put in jail until somebody remembers, hey, whatever happened to that church? It is our responsibility
created
to
with
live
free version
the
for non-commercial use
of our philosophy by giving all of each other the freedom of how to think, not what to think. Here at the center, we choose the patriotic approach to ministry. Patriotism means to have a feeling of pride or respect and loyalty and love for one's nation. It does not mean that we are blind. It does not mean that we have blind obedience to anything that any government official tells us to. Ronald Reagan said, what was it, the 9 scariest words in English language, or I'm from the government and I'm here to help. So, yeah, we have the freedom to say, no, thank you, government.
Created with free version fine. For non-commercial use.
But we here at the center honor all of those who serve, all of our first responders, all of the people who are in service of any kind to each other and to our nation. One of the things that it's important for all of us to do is pray for our leaders. Pray for our leaders. We can get upset and angry and frustrated with what our leaders do, but we pray for their greatest and highest good and for guidance for them. So this month, using the tools, we have talked about quite a few spiritual tools. Remember, a tool is any item that
created with free version for non-commercial use
or help reach a particular outcome. That's why our founding documents can be called tools, because they help reach a particular outcome of us becoming a nation. Now, spiritual tools that we've discussed this month are affirmative prayer or spiritual mind treatment, meditation, visioning and journaling, sacred texts, reading them, not using them as a booster chair for the kids at the table, though they are good for that too. Spiritual practices, and we learned last week that there is a tool of the trades, one tool for all the trades, and that is your imagination. That imagination that is divine inspiration applies across the board in everything we do, because we are inspired.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
In our mind. But today's talk is called The Golden Key. There's a reason for that. I worked for several years in the Unity Prayer Tower over on Altadena. And it's a tower, and so different prayer workers would go. We'd have our shifts. We'd go up in the tower. We were isolated from everything, and we had phone lines. And we would answer the phone and give prayer to all those who were calling. It is in the same order of Silent Unity out at Unity Village. You need prayer? Call Silent Unity. Yes, we have our own World Ministry of Prayer, but Silent Unity is there for the entire world. And I have
created with free version for non-commercial use.
From people who were concerned about something, and they said, you know what, I'm going to call Silent Unity. A friend of mine, before he took his chiropractic board exams, I'm going to call Silent Unity. Before a friend of mine took their ministerial exams, I'm going to call Silent Unity. So, in that office, I read one of Unity's most in-demand pamphlets, and it's called The Golden Key. How did Unity get it? Because the guy who wrote it, Emmett Fox, was not Unity. He was Divine Science. But he was really, really good friends with Charles Fillmore. And so a few years after
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Came out. Emmett Fox was talking to Charles Fillmore, and he said, wow, you know, this is making huge differences in people's lives. And Charles said, wow, you know, we put out lots of pamphlets. Would you like us to put that out for you? So they came to an agreement. And there was the Unity little booklet, 5 pages of Emmett Fox's The Golden Key. Emmett Fox was Irish. He was born in Ireland. And he came to the United States in the 1920s. And he became the senior minister of the Divine Science Church of the Healing Christ in New York City. Interestingly, that was also where AA got started. AA,
created with free version for non-commercial use.
New Thought is steeped in AA. The bill that is the Friends of Bill's nephew went to that church. Thousands were attending that church. In 1931, it was the height of the Depression, and Emmett Fox wrote this little essay called The Golden Key. It's practical guidance for getting through a day and shaping your life. And Emmett said, quote, it's a practical guide for getting out of trouble, end quote. A practical guide for getting out of trouble. There is one rule only. Stop thinking about the difficulty,
created
whatever
with free
it is,
version for non-commercial
and think about
use.
God instead. Stop thinking about the difficulty and think about God instead. Now, people in today's world, think back to the Depression. There is enough difficulty going around to occupy everybody's mind 24/7 and then some. So here is this little booklet that says, look, anytime you think of what's going wrong, stop right there. Think about what you know about God, that God is love, that God is joy, that God is peace, that God is power, that God is abundance. All of these things, get your mind off the problem and focus on God. And just keep going over and over in your mind using affirmations, what
created
you know
with free version
God
for non-commercial use,
until you have forgotten or completely let go of the problem. Where have we heard stuff like that before? Way back then, the Golden Key was working from the outside in. We're taking affirmations and we have a problem, so we are repeating the affirmations until we can let go of it and get to that center of peace. These days, a lot of people say, well, no, we do it from the inside out. We know the absolute peace within and the abundance and the joy and all the things that God is, and it shows up in our outside life. That's true. You can go from the outside in, from the inside out, but you get to the same spot. And both work.
Created with free version for non-commercial
both
use.
Work. The only power that any of this has is the power that we give it. There is not some power outside of us that we have to plug into. We don't have to recharge our Tesla prayers. You know, they're always charged with the power that is inherent within them. Sometimes we need to get away from all of this stuff that we know, the Four Agreements, the Abundance Book, all these different things, the Ho'oponopono, get away from all that and go right back to the basics. And what is the basic? It is stop thinking about the problem. Focus on what God is and know that you are.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
It's very simple. It is not easy. Where have you heard that before? Everything that has this little formula, it's like, phew, simple. Now, let me work my butt off trying to do it. Putting it into practice will change your life. Absolutely. That was one of the things that the people who were in the prayer tower that were also members of the Unity Church. I wasn't, I was religious science, but the Unity Church members that were prayer workers, when we got together and had our meetings, they would say, oh yeah, well, such and such happened, but I golden keyed it. Okay. So and so was being a real jerk, but
created
I golden
keyed. With free version for non-commercial use.
And so it's just like, well, what is this golden keying somebody? It talks about it in the Golden Key booklet. So I'm going to tell you how to do it. Emmett Fox says, quote, now I am going to golden key John or Mary or some difficulty or threat. Drive all thoughts of John, Mary, or the threat from your mind. Replace it with thoughts of God. You are not seeking to change or influence the other person. All you're doing is preventing him from injuring or annoying you. And he's only injuring or annoying you because you're letting your thoughts dwell on
created
what an
with free version for non-commercial
or
use.
How much they hurt your feelings. You do nothing to this other person but good. All you're doing is saying, man, John is driving me nuts. All right. Let go of thoughts of John and just remember that God is who I am. God is all I am. All I ever can be. And boy, Spirit is powerful. Spirit is love. Spirit is abundance. Spirit is beauty, peace, power, poise. Where's that? John is really annoying me. It's gone. It's gone. So if I turn and see John there, I smile because I am in the state of grace, the presence of the Lord. I am in awe over the
created
divine
with free version for non-commercial
that
use
is who all of us are. So when I look at John, I see the divine presence. Now this is, I'm not talking about John Pulaski, I'm talking about John Q Public. But this golden key process reminds me of a couple of other things that I've mentioned here as ways to get out of your own way. One of those is the Hawaiian practice of Ho'oponopono, where if somebody is bothering you, then you go through the, if I or any of my ancestors ever did anything to harm you, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And what that
created
is supposed
with
to
free
do
version
is
for non-commercial
to
use.
Smooth over the ripples in time of anything that your ancestors did to their ancestors. And when you think, oh, it sounds like a bunch of hooey to me, Dr. Hugh Lin used the Ho'oponopono treatment on a hospital full of mental patients. They were the criminally insane. And by the time he finished, all of them were healed and gone. Gone from that hospital. The other thing that it reminds me of is something I have joked about before, but I joke about it because it's funny, but because it's serious, right? Pray for somebody's highest good. I know that nobody's highest good in the world
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Nobody. That is not anybody's highest good to be an annoyance to me. Therefore, when I am feeling annoyed by someone, I go into prayer for their greatest and highest good. And what that does is that not only uplifts them in my mind, it uplifts me to shake the dust of annoyance off of my shoes and to realize that, hey, there's only one. We're all one. That means that person too. That means me too. So anybody who's annoying you, immediately, as soon as you can, go into prayer for their highest good, because it serves everybody. Everybody.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
So we are here, getting ready to go into the 4th of July, Independence Day. Have we, in our heart of hearts, forgiven King George III for treating our ancestors so poorly? For putting soldiers in their homes and kicking them out? For shooting our ancestors, for burning our fields and our food? Have we forgiven King George III for that? Well, I never thought of it, to be honest.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I never thought of, oh, yes, I should sit down and intentionally forgive the king who was insane at the time we were going through the Revolutionary War. Not my issue. I'm sure it was somebody's. What can we do about it now? We can remember that everybody is doing the absolute best that they can. We don't get up in the morning and say, how can I ruin everybody else's life? Well, maybe you do, but I don't. We simply want to be free. And next month, we're going to be talking about free to be. So I'm going to leave you with some words of wisdom.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Fox. Let us remember that the American dream is not a fine theory to be written upon paper, but a life to be lived for its own sake, and for the sake of the nation, and for the sake of humanity. The finest constitution and the greatest declaration of independence ever made are but phrases until they are incorporated into the practical lives of living people. So I thank you for your time and your attention. Namaste.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.